Classes start Tuesday for most Milwaukee public schools and hundreds of new teachers. They're succeeding the veteran staffers who retired in June when Act 10 wiped out their contract. We want to learn what it's like to be a new teacher in the large urban district, so we visited Daniel Timothy Graves in his new classroom at Fratney, a bilingual Spanish and English school. Graves has degrees in secondary education and forestry and comes from the Urban Ecology Center. There, he ran nature programs for children, but felt the pull of the classroom.
After doing outdoor education, you know, like where I meet lots and lots of students over the whole year, I've felt drawn to have like my own group of students that I can learn more deeply with, where we can, you know, learn a lot about a lot of things instead of just a little about one specific thing.
Graves says several other factors contributed to his decision. His new job pays more than his old one, helpful for a man with three kids. And he heard of the opening at Fratney, a school he respected in his River West neighborhood, so he's getting additional training to be certified to teach younger children. Today, he'll welcome 18 second graders. Late last week, he showed me around as he was setting up his classroom.
We're going to be doing a lot of reading, so each kid has their own individual box for carrying books from the library over there. We got our whiteboard. This is my nature corner.
After the tour, Graves and I sat down to talk. He gave me his office chair while he took a seat on the child-sized couch in the reading area.
The teacher whose room I took over for, this wasn't her room, but her room was down the hall. She left absolutely everything. So I've been wading through things for about 3 weeks now, spending about 8 to 10 hours a day in this classroom trying to get it organized. I'm pretty much ready for the kids. Bring them on. I'm so excited to have them in the classroom finally.
Having been teaching at the Urban Ecology Center for these years, mm-hmm. you've had a group of children for a limited period of time. Now you're going to have them all day, every day for a full year. Mm-hmm. What kind of challenges does that situation present compared to what you've been used to?
I think probably the biggest challenges will be behavioral. When you're outside with a group of kids, it's so easy to show them something new. And I think that's probably been one of the most overwhelming things coming into this, is creating a system for the kids to thrive, a system where expectations are clear. You know, how do we behave as a class? The planning, having to create continually new stuff for the students. But kids are so curious that I don't think we'll be troubled to find topics and themes for these kids to learn from.
I'm sure it's fair to say that you want your kids to succeed. What are some of the other goals that you have for this first year?
I want to do a lot of inquiry-based science. And one of my goals, because we're so close to the Milwaukee River and I've done so many studies on the Milwaukee River, is studying the Milwaukee River. I mean, we can walk there from here. And I was able to hook up with some teachers from Lake Bluff Elementary School in Shorewood, and our plan is to set up a comparative study of the Milwaukee River at the same spot on opposing sides of the river, east side and west side, do the same scientific process, and then we would want to take the public transit to Shorewood and present our findings to them, and then they would do the same thing by coming here. Another thing that I love doing is growing food. So to be able to maybe create a small garden here or somehow work at the Concordia Gardens, which is just right up the street here, which is like about a 1.5-acre community garden, I'd love to be able to do something like that. One other thing that I really want to do is my aunt and uncle have a 10-acre prairie in Slinger, and setting up a field trip to go out there and collect prairie seeds, stratify them, cold treat them, germinate them, and then repot them as a fundraiser for the end of the year so that we can destroy some of this concrete out here and do something that we can actually learn from and play on and, you know, explore. So that's another goal too. But really, I think my overall goal is to make these kids love learning and think that learning is cool.